Good evening. My name is John Kaiser. I'm the president and business manager of International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 320, representing the boots-on-the-ground employees of Central Hudson throughout the Hudson Valley. And at this point, hearing the speakers before me, I'm about to echo a lot of the comments that were made tonight. Because it is apparent that since the announcement of the proposed sale of Central Hudson Energy Group to Fortis more than a year ago, that Central Hudson has been aggressively outsourcing work, most notably in its gas department. Everything we know so far about Fortis is that they promote this outsourcing. The boots on the ground jobs are dwindling, while the company continues to inflate the numbers of managers to higher than they had even in 1980, when they had over 1,300 employees, and they ran two large fossil fuel generating plants. They don't have them now. They do have less than 900 total employees, but as the speakers before me said, we're down to 525 boots on the ground jobs. When you see a Central Hudson truck working in the electric lines or gas in the streets, and what you really have to do is look at the truck and make sure it is in fact a Central Hudson truck and doesn't have the small letters on it that says contractor for Central Hudson or another contractor that marks his trucks up to almost look like Central Hudson, but it's got a different name on it. But when you see that Central Hudson truck working on the electric lines or gas in the streets, what you really see are members of IBEW Local 320. What you really see are your neighbors and your community members. What you really see is a skilled and dedicated workforce responding at any time of day or night, no matter what the weather is or how bad it is. What you really see is what the Public Service Commission should require, that a utility should maintain a skilled and trained permanent workforce that has that in-house knowledge base and experience to respond to the customers. Customers that are tethered to that dangerous product that this utility delivers to its customers. It's called gas and electric. To do otherwise, it's not in the best interest of the customers, it's not in the best interest of the ratepayers, and it's not in the best interest of the Hudson Valley. So for these reasons, IBEW Local 320 is opposed to the merger of Central Hudson and Fortis. Thank you.